Hey there, and welcome to the Consultants Council podcast, a place for consulting industry guidance and best practice advisory. Whether you're working to grow in your consulting career, you're managing and developing a consulting firm, you're working with consultants, or you're just interested in business and high performance advice, we've got recommendations and education for you. I'm Kelsey Creveling, founder and CEO of Kelsey Consulting, a firm focused on building high performing organizations, teams, and leaders through a variety of ventures, including the Consultants Council. I've spent my career at the intersection of technology and management consulting, working with organizations across the country to help solve their toughest challenges, while also supporting the growth and development of multiple consulting firms, helping them improve their long-term performance trajectory. In addition, I'm an entrepreneur across a few different industries, and I serve as a startup investor and advisor, promoting the ideas of other entrepreneurs as they work to gain traction in their industries. With so many people gearing up to launch their own businesses and establish their own consulting practices, I want to make available the advice and lessons others and I have learned along the way. This podcast is made possible by Kelsey Consulting, with media support by K-Studios. For more information, check out our site at theconsultantscouncil.com and kelsc.consulting. That's kelsey.consulting. Today's episode is sponsored by Tori, a personal physical asset inventory capital manager. Head to inventory.capital to request your invitation, because your inventory tells a story and it is safe with Tori. And now stay tuned for this episode's counseling, because the consulting world is full of nuances. And the answer is always, it depends. What's possible? Do more. Hey y'all, I'm Kelsey Creveling with the Consultants Council podcast, and I am thrilled for today's episode. Now, today's going to be just a little brief snippet, but it is a powerful reminder that I hope will fundamentally make a difference on how you engage with others and how you perceive and think about yourself. Now, when we are working to be our own best cheerleader, when we're thinking about how we can do more and take on more, sometimes that can warp our own sense of self and our own perspective. And the best way I know of to make sure that we are remaining not only true to ourselves, but also continuing to be empathetic and considerate and respectful to others, is to take on a mindset shift that I learned actually as a kid. It was a really powerful thing to learn at a young age. And that is the mentality of, you are better at things than others. You are not better than others. Now let's break that down a little bit. So I learned about this actually at a summer enrichment camp when I was probably in like third or fourth grade. It was a really cool opportunity. It was something that was part of the Catholic Diocese private school system, where they had summer enrichment camp for about 3 weeks. And you had to apply and you had to be accepted. But when you got in, you actually got to have a very, very interesting curriculum that you were a part of deciding what you would take. And you got to determine what classes you were going to take and what you were interested in. So I took things from American Sign Language. I did a deep dive into the Holocaust, which was a really powerful and illuminating discourse on history and what had occurred there. That was a lot for a third grader to take on. But anyways, we learned so many different things. I mean, we had an acting camp in class that was really neat. We got to be a part of. We got to learn about different cultures around the world and their food and preferences. I took a class on writing. I mean, there were so many different unique and intriguing and engaging subject matter. But the one lesson that I really fundamentally remember them drilling kind of into our heads, probably because they were dealing with intelligent kids who likely thought a lot of themselves and were used to having kind of doors open for them. But it was the mindset of, you're better at things than other people. And that's great. You've been blessed with a lot of different gifts, but that does not mean you are better than other people. And I loved that, because as a kid, you could sense the other kids and other people who had that sense of superiority, that had that perspective that they were God's gift to those around them. And that's not a healthy perspective to maintain of oneself. It's not a good position to take on because it belittles those that are around us. And I really appreciate the fact that they emphasize so heartily the mindset that you're better at things. That's great. We all have things that we're good at, that we're skilled at pursuing, that we enjoy, that motivate and excite us. But that does not mean you are better than anyone else. And that's something that as we are heading into an election cycle, as we are dealing with discourse, as we're sometimes forgetting how to behave civilly with one another, remember that just because you have a different set of beliefs, you have a different set of skills, you pursue a different set of interests, you perceive the world in a different way, that does not mean you're better than anyone else. You have just received a different set of skills, a different set of opportunities, a different set of perspectives than those around you. What would life look like? How would you perceive things if you were born into a different family, if you grew up in a different part of the world, if you had very different opportunities? You likely would have a very different set of programs and perspectives with which you view the world. So, just a little reminder that I personally love and find is a very grounding factor for having empathy and consideration for those around me. You are not better than anyone else. You just happen to be better at specific things. And that's a gift. That's exciting. That's a lot of fun. But it also encourages us to say, okay, well, everyone around me is going to be better than me at certain things. What are they? And start to explore what other people are good at. Start to look for their skill sets. Start to see how you might be able to relate, how you might be able to engage, how you might be able to appreciate those that you interact with. Trust that everyone has something that they are great at and that you can learn something from everyone around you. When you go through life with that perspective, it becomes much easier to see each other with grace and to engage considerately and to look for the good in your fellow humans and those people around you. There's a lot of division that goes on in the world. There's a lot that wants to pit us against each other, that wants to keep us from collaborating, from considering, and from being respectful. But in the midst of all of that fray, how can you remember? You're not better than anyone else. You're just better at certain things. And those people around you are better than you at certain things. They're better at certain things than you are. That's exciting. We all have gifts. We all have talents. We all have different perspectives. And that's what shapes the world around us. That's what makes it interesting to be here. If everyone was cookie cutter of each other, it would be so boring. We would never progress. We would never advance. We would never move forward. We would never have the opportunity to change our perspective on things. We would never have the opportunity to see a different viewpoint. So, with that, just a reminder for your week, you are better at certain things. What a gift. But you're not better than. Cheers. And that's a wrap on this episode of the Consultants Council. Thank you so much for your interest and engagement. Let us know what you'd like to learn more about by writing in to info@theconsultantscouncil.com. Thanks to Kelsey Consulting for facilitating this podcast and to Kay Studios for the media support. And thanks to Tori for sponsoring this episode. To learn more about how Tori can manage your personal physical assets, head to inventory.capital. And with that, cheers and all my best. Have a great week. And remember, what's possible? Do more.